Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the AAK Press and Analyst Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, the 26th of July, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Mr. Arne Frank. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, everybody, wherever you are, and very welcome to this short additional AAK Press and Analyst Conference concerning our recent acquisition of Unipro in Turkey. Very welcome, everybody. I'm sitting here in a warm and sunny Malmö, southern Sweden, together with Fredrik Nilsson, our Head of Investor Relations, and Peter Kasholm, our CFO. We have planned to give you a short update on this exciting and very strategic move, even if it's not so very big. It is of utmost strategic importance to us. The presentation is rather short. I believe it will be 10 to 15 minutes maybe, and then we have 10, 15 minutes for any potential questions. I will try to start to put this into its strategic context, followed by a description of Unipro, and that's basically it. Moving on then to page number three, to put this in a strategic context. On page number three, you see our locations around the globe. What we want you to focus is basically the red dots, our production sites, because as you know, even if we believe we are the world leader in specialty vegetable oils and fats, a large part of what we do should rather be called semi-specialty oils and fats, even if it's with a solution approach, even if it's with a large technical content. That means that part of the business can only be exported in a competitive and profitable way, certain distances. Those distances are, of course, a bit subject to where is competition geographically, where is the customer geographically. Our main general purpose plants, with a significant portion of semi-specialty, you would find in Scandinavia, in the U.K., in the U.S., both in the Northeast and in the Midwest, in Mexico, and in South America. To have more general purpose sites and activities with a good geographical spread, you can quickly conclude is of large importance to us. Moving on to page number four, we are here repeating what we disclosed, I believe, first time at the Capital Market Day last year, where we reiterate the gray color code is the part of our edible oils business. Here we have put technical products and feed aside. Of our edible oils business, gray is slow-growing markets, which is basically the Nordic countries and the old European Union, the first six countries or so, Western Europe. Blue is what we call medium growth markets, mainly United States, Central Eastern Europe, and the previous Soviet Union. These are markets we believe are of medium growth potential, or possessing medium growth potential. In green is, of course, fast-growing markets with primarily Asia and Latin America. You can see we have since 2006, because of good growth in growth markets, because M&A, and we must also say shrinking commodity business in Western Europe, moved from 31% in mid to high growth markets to last year, already 53%. in such markets, and you also know we have disclosed a management ambition to move this number to 60%, and when we show this PowerPoint that says 60%, we always verbally in a side comment say that it should be 65%. So that's basically the strategic context. Moving on to page number 5, a recap: AAK acceleration, growth, efficiency, people. And the M&A is, of course, under the growth headline, most of the time at least. And we have always said, when you ask what kind of M&A are we aiming at, we have always said that we want to cover at least 3 of the 7 sub-initiatives in AAK acceleration growth. And Unipro is, of course, very much bakery. We have put here in dotted frames also dairy fat alternatives and chocolate confectionery fats, but it's primarily bakery. And then, of course, emerging markets. So that's basically the strategic context. Turkey, we talk a lot about China, of course. Where we are late with the larger moves, but we're doing very nicely with a good team in China and expanding. We have also many times talked Brazil, where we're also doing fine and with a good team and expanding. But there are, of course, other interesting markets, and we believe a lot in Turkey. Turkey is one of the largest economies in the world. According to our research, it says it's the 16th largest economy in the world. The population is nearly 80 million people with strong demographic growth, and also important in the packed food sector, and we supply to the packed food sector, as you all know, urbanization. Let me comment on that. As you can imagine, one becomes to a much larger degree a customer to the packed food sector when one moves from a rural to an urban lifestyle. So urbanization rate is also important, and we see that in Turkey also. And then, very important, very strong GDP growth. Some numbers here. Average the last 5 years, according to our research, is between 6% and 7% GDP per capita growth. So obviously a very promising and very interesting market. Turkey is also, according to us, very well positioned to be a hub and a central location for export from Turkey to some of the neighboring countries. Page 7, Unipro. So this is currently a part of Unilever in Turkey. Unipro has a strong position in the Turkish bakery market. Very good, very high quality customer distributor and customer relations. This has been confirmed during our due diligence. Revenues of roughly 700 million. The transaction includes a relatively limited amount of people. It's basically sales, technology, sales management and management. We will have to employ roughly 10 people or so to look after a transition period some of the back office services that is currently executed by Unilever, of course. The company is located in Istanbul and with sales offices across the country. And the factory, which is not included in the transaction, is located roughly 100 kilometers from Istanbul. The transaction includes 10 established brands for bakery and industrial B2B activities in bakery and CCF mainly. management and sales organization, all the know-how and so forth, of course, and then a five-year toll manufacturing agreement with Unilever that will produce for us under our supervision. Products, page 8, a very strong catalog of products for bakery with all kind of speciality margarines and shortenings, or semi-speciality margarine and shortening. We see here some of the very leading brands in the Turkish bakery market. We also have some dairy fat alternatives and filling fats and cream fats and other solutions for bakery and various desserts. We see also on the industrial side solutions for soups and bouillons, ice cream coatings, and CBR's cocoa butter replacers. So a strong portfolio of products, a strong portfolio of brands, but of course leaving a good opportunity to cross-fertilize this, what we have elsewhere in AAK, and make this range even stronger and more complete, making it even more compelling for large customers in Turkey and neighboring countries. Moving on to page 9. So the strategic rationale is, of course, A, organic growth in Turkey, where semi-specialities only to a limited extent can be exported from Scandinavia in a profitable and sustainable way. Specialities can be exported to Turkey from Scandinavia. However, semi-speciality, large difficulty. We should also remember that there is very material import duties into Turkey from surrounding countries or other countries. So that's another important strength with this. Unipro has roughly, we believe, 30% market share in bakery in Turkey and is by far the market leader in bakery in Turkey. And we have ambitious plans how now this organization can expand with semi-speciality and speciality products in bakery, in dairy fat alternatives, in chocolate confectionery fats, and in some other industrial applications in Turkey and in some of the neighboring countries. And we also believe that this manufacturing platform we now have through the Unilever factory can be useful for many different things. Page number 10, financial impact. As we have said, this will have a very limited impact on this year's financials. Going forward, we see that Unipro has an EBIT per kilo roughly quite similar to AAK's current EBIT per kilo. The volume we're talking about here is approximately 50,000 metric ton per annum. And for your information, most of this transaction will be integrated in the reporting of our food ingredients business area. So, ladies and gentlemen, this was basically a short walkthrough of this very interesting opportunity and very strategic move from AAK into a market where we do some business today, but not so very much for the reasons discussed, and we are now very optimistic for the mid and long term for this business. That's basically what we wanted to update you on, and we now open up for a few short Q&As.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from James Taggart. Please ask your question.
Hi, good morning. It's James Targett here from Berenberg. Just a couple of questions from me. Just firstly, could you give me just to explain how the relationship with the manufacturing facility with Unilever works, just in terms of, you know, just how it's not part of the transaction, how that sort of contract works. And also, you know, with the 50,000 tons volume, you know, what proportion of that are those tolling contracts need to fulfill for Unilever? And then just in terms of the EBIT per kilo, clearly slightly below the food ingredient average, you know, what opportunities are there to increase this? And, you know, is it by cost or product mix? And is that tolling contract with Unilever going to mean that it is going to be difficult to raise it to the group average? Thank you.
Thank you very much, James. Important questions. First bullet point, the toll manufacturing agreement with Unilever is rather uncomplicated. Unilever has a factory in Turkey who is servicing Unipro and other Unilever businesses. They already have a relation between Unipro and the supply chain organization, which you could look upon as a virtual toll manufacturing agreement, what we believe, for Unilever to speak for themselves, of course. So there is already between the business, so to say, and the production, so to say, some kind of relation like this, and that is basically how we are moving forward. To Unilever, we of course say that this is very expensive and so on and so on and so on, but basically we believe it's a fair toll manufacturing agreement, and if you study our P&L and our cost breakdown, to have this in a toll manufacturing configuration is, of course, you could say it would be better to have our own factory, but the difference is not dramatic. And we expect that this business, subject to mix evolution, can continue to be around group average and then improve, basically, with the pace of how group average will evolve over time. I don't know, James, if I answered all your questions, but at least I tried.
Thank you. Just if I can just follow up. I'm just trying to get an idea of that 50,000 tons, how much is going to Unilever versus, you know.
All of it is going to external customers.
Okay, right. So you're not.
Everything is going to external customers.
Okay, so you're not still required to supply Unilever with whatever they were.
The business we have acquired is a business that Unilever has exited and passed over to us.
Okay. But was that business not supplying Unilever as well, even though it was part of Unilever?
The factory is supplying Unilever also,
okay.
But the factory is not ours.
All right. That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Frederick Willard. Please ask your question.
Hi, good morning. I was wondering long term, in 5 years' time, this imported strategic regions, what are your sort of, what's your idea of what's going to happen when the toll manufacturing agreement ends in 5 years? If you can comment on that, please.
Hello, Frederick. Thank you for your question. I think that's too early to say. We believe we have a number of potential options of very different character and so forth. So we are very happy to see we have a five-year agreement with Unilever here, and now we will focus on making sure the transition from Unilever to AAK is good. I should have said in my presentation also that everything here is, of course, subject to antitrust authority clarification. That is a process that is expected to take, difficult to say. We should not overpromise on such, but it's not supposed to take very long time. In a number of weeks or so, we are expecting to close this transaction. And then, as always, with a carve-out, there is a lot of things to have in place. At the same time, we need to immediately be very active in the market together with the Unipro organization as AAK Turkey and so forth, and that's our full focus. We believe we have a number of potential options for the long term for the manufacturing.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering, the agreements with management that's joining AAK now, all the contracts, I mean, commenting on individual contracts might be too much task, but are they, they're normal, they're becoming employees of AAK now, and they've promised to stay on for a long period of time, or if you just give some flavor on management contracts in Unipro now that you're taking over the employees?
You're absolutely right, Fredrik. There are details of this we can, of course, not comment, but we can say that, needless to say, Unilever is a very, very high-quality organization with high-quality people, and we believe, we perceive that the Unipro management is very enthusiastic to join AAK because they also believe in AAK. Unilever has been a good period for them, but in AAK, they will be active in something that is core business for AAK, and what they have been doing in Unilever was, over the last several years, no longer core business, and that's important. And everything else around the subject you raised would be looked as totally normal in any industrial activity.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. That's all for me.
Thank you, Fredrik.
Your next call comes from Karl-Johan Bonnevier. Please ask your question.
Yes, good morning. Congratulations. Looks like an interesting acquisition you found. Could you mention anything about what kind of price tag this operation has? Is it similar to your historical acquisitions, or how should I view it?
Hello, Karl-Johan. Thank you for your question. I believe both buyer and seller have concluded to not disclose anything particular around this, but again, I don't see anything abnormal around the subject you are raising.
Excellent. When we go back to the Golden Food acquisition you did in the States, obviously they had quite an advanced product offerings towards the bakery segment. Do you feel that Unipro has reached the same level in their product offering to the clients, or is that one of the main synergies that you can get out of this?
Yes, we believe Unipro has a very good range on the bakery side. So that's one. But the other one is, of course, to support this organization with our ranges in dairy fat alternatives. There should be a large market in Turkey and the Middle East for dairy fat alternatives. To supply the Unipro organization that has a number of CCF coating products for ice cream and bakery and ice cream fats, but supply them with more AAK chocolate confectionery fat products across the border. And we know there is a large CCF market in Turkey and some of the neighboring countries, and also some other industrial products. So this is very much a platform from which to develop a strong organic growth locally.
So you see the opportunity outside the bakery segment, the biggest opportunity for you, rather than using your own already, say, existing bakery products towards the Unipro network?
We don't want to give any of the involved segments any kind of freebie, saying that we expect more from some other segment. We expect something quite material from all the segments over time. It won't come tomorrow morning, it won't come the next couple of quarters or so, but in the midterm there should be important potential here across all the segments mentioned.
Excellent. My knowledge about Unilever is not that detailed. Are there a lot of these kind of old legacy operations that might be of interest for you to look at some stage?
I don't want to call it legacy.
Legacy for Unilever, I thought so.
Yeah. But I want to use another word. Beyond that, I believe it's for Unilever to speak for themselves. But this is something that Unilever concluded was not core business for them. We concluded quickly it's core business for us. Very core business for us, and I believe and hope we reach the win-win for everybody except competition.
Excellent. Good luck out there.
There are no further questions at this stage. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Please continue. Mr. Frank, if you would like to continue, I have no further questions for you.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for your attention. Thanks for your questions. Thanks for your support. We are happy with this short update of what we are doing. So with that, we wish you a continued nice day wherever you are. All the very best from Malmö, Sweden and AAK. Thank you, everybody.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.